Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRood. This episode, we're going to take a look at our European Microwave Week focused issue, which is August this year, so everybody has time to take a look at it before the event. The cover feature is written by Helen Duncan and covers microwave companies doing business in France, and very comprehensive look at those companies doing there because the event takes place the first week in October in Paris. So great place to go. I mean, you can't beat that. And we also have articles in the issue, Welcome from the Chairs, covering their conferences. So there's the Microwave Week conference, there's the Radar conference, and the Microwave Integrated Circuits conference, so something for everybody. There's also special sessions, the exhibition, and all kinds of activities, even a little advice in the attending event article about how to get around and logistical issues like that.
Well, that's great.
And we also end up with the product showcase, so you can see what will be featured in the exhibition. Microwave Journal will again be assisting in the Defense, Space, and Security Forum and will be organizing the industry activities. That includes a lunch and learn session by Strategy Analytics covering new radio architectures for satellite applications. And then after that will be our industry session, and that will feature Rodion Schwartz, Corvo, and Omic giving technical talks again on new radio architectures both on the test and design side. So that will be a good thing to check out on Wednesday.
Wow, a lot going on.
A lot going on. How about for technical features?
Well, we have a lot of them. I'm only going to highlight a few in Frequency Matters here. One from a startup company in Austin called Under. This is an interesting radar architecture for automotive radar. They basically combine MIMO antennas with a digital code modulation, and so they're able to create a lot of virtual receivers and improve the angular resolution of the radar. And they've taken this concept and basically distilled it into a single silicon chip, a high-performance CMOS process, and they're now commercializing that with some of the auto manufacturers. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops. A second article from our friends at Synergy Microwave in collaboration with Drexel University. This is an interesting K-band synthesizer that's computer-controlled. It's got lots of loops in it, but I'll simplify it to say it's an optoelectronics locked loop. The reason that they do that is to get very low phase noise. So the synthesizer covers 16 to 24 gigahertz, and at 10 kilohertz offset, they can get minus 130 dBc per hertz. And then the last article I want to highlight is one from Remcom. This is interesting. They're talking about using a cumulative distribution function to basically assess the coverage and directivity of an antenna. And it takes a pretty complex 3D space and distills it into a single metric. And this is important for, particularly now with array antennas going into handsets at millimeter wave for 5G, this allows designers to kind of optimize the coverage so you don't have to focus the handset in just one particular direction. So a lot of good articles this month.
Yeah, some really in-depth ones, so I like that, long format.
Yeah, exactly.
So turning to the news, Markets and Markets just published an article on our website, and it looks at the growth potential of 5G fixed wireless access. And they are really predicting tremendous growth for that area. They say it's going to completely reconfigure the front haul networking architecture, and they're predicting it go from 0.4 billion this year to over 46 billion by 2026. So that's 100x growth over a 7 to 8 year period. And that represents a compounded average growth rate of better than 97%. Wow. I mean, what market has that? It's incredible. They are looking at most of it being residential, about 75% residential services and the other commercial and industrial. So it'll be interesting to see if this works out. And we've had a lot of controversy as to whether the millimeter wave phased array fixed wireless access systems work properly because of blockage and range. The manufacturers and the service providers seem to think it's going to work, but some people have tested it and kind of disagree that that is going to be a cost-effective method.
Yeah, I bet Verizon likes the outcome of that report.
Yep, I think they're right in it.
So turning to other news, I wanted to cover the fact that MACOM released their earnings last week, and I don't want to go through the numbers, but it's interesting because this was the first time we heard from their new CEO, Steve Daly, since he took over the company. And so I was looking for signals of which direction they're going to be going. And we know that they had a massive restructuring shortly after he took over, intended to save them about $50 million a year. So he amplified on what the company is doing and the direction they're going, basically saying his number one priority is to restore profitability, and cutting cost is a key way to do that. But he also said they're going to grow by developing compelling products, and he seemed to indicate that the product development process they have there needs to be accelerated. And this isn't surprising because he used to be the CEO of Hittite, and Hittite right. was well known for well their known product for development machine. So we can expect to see some changes there. But interestingly, he said they have the right technology and they're focused on the right markets. And he reinforced the data center as one of their key markets and 5G as another key market. And he talked about GaN on silicon, basically affirming that they feel that technology is a sweet spot between GaN on silicon carbide and LDMOS, and the best application for it will be in the massive MIMO space, where he said there'll be tens of millions of amplifiers, so it's a good market opportunity for them. He said that they're still working on the development with ST Microelectronics, that he was encouraged. They have working prototypes in the lab, but he said they still have a fair amount of development to do before that process is qualified, and he wouldn't commit to exactly when that was going to happen.
Oh, interesting.
But it was a very interesting call, and I think we'll just keep watching and see how they progress.
So turning to events, I'm happy to announce that registration is open for EDICON Online. So that will happen September 10th through the 12th, but it'll be recorded, so it'll be available for on-demand viewing at any time for 6 months afterwards. So you can watch this at any time, any place. It's also completely free, so no charge to anybody to attend. And you also can get IEEE continuing education credits for viewing these sessions.
That's great, yeah.
So it'll be made up of some invited sessions for technical sessions and then also some workshops sponsored by companies. And it'll be a mix of this throughout the 3 days, and day one will be mostly focused on 5G IoT, day two, radar, antennas, and EMC, and day three, signal integrity and power integrity. And we have some great invited speakers. Yeah. Carolyn Chan from Intel and Joe Madden from Mobile Experts will be talking right. about 5G IoT, Ken Wyant, Mike Violette on EMC. We have Scott Best doing a radar session. For radar, we have Eli Bruckner and Joe Gersey, very well-known experts in that area. Mm-hmm. And for signal integrity and power integrity, we have Eric Bogatin and Steve Sandler, to name a few. So a lot of good people there. Go to ediconline.com to register now.
Well, I think that's probably a wrap, although we do want to remind you we've also started a podcast. You can listen to the audio from Frequency Matters and other interviews from time to time, and you'll find that at podcast.microwavejournal.com. So be sure to check that out and subscribe using whatever podcast app is your favorite. And with that, we want to thank you for watching, and we want to thank our sponsor, MACOM, for making this episode possible. We appreciate their support and remind you that they are your partner from RF to light. Until next time.